to the Diamond Spotlight interview. My name is Barbara Beckley, and I am the founder of the Diamond Factor LLC, where the mission is to empower women to understand their PPD, their purpose, passion, and drive. And this platform is to make sure to increase their visibility and shine like a diamond to the world. Today we are spotlighting, you know, I always call the ladies Queen Diamonds, and we have another wonderful Queen Diamond today. And Rosemary Mupakwa, hopefully I said it right, an author, speaker, relationship, life transformation coach, who also runs transformational retreats, a widow herself who got tired of crying herself to sleep. Now she is on a mission to help women get back into the dating game with a bang after dismantling the dark veil of grief from widow, divorce, heartbreaks, and get married again. I love that, with a bang. Hi, Queen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I mean, just reading that over again, because I know I was looking at your website a few days ago, and I'm like, this woman is amazing. I mean, just to be in the field to help other women get through those, like you said, a divorce, widow. I mean, there's a lot of layers there. And for you to come and just help others, it to me, I honor that. Thank you for doing that for women, because we need it. It's a lot.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, I mean, with all that, because you have so many hats. I mean, you're a speaker, you're an author, and then I know you have a personal life that you got to deal with, too. So what made you kind of just say, you know, I want to help women in those areas?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. The reason why I got into what I'm doing right now is the journey that I went through, or the journey that I took. It was rocky, it was dusty, and it was painful, very long indeed. I didn't have any tools to actually help me. After my husband passed away, I moved to North America, and it was a foreign land for me. So I had to go through culture shock, language shock. People here drive on the wrong sides of the roads.
You're like, wow.
Yeah, that was another shocker. And I had to send myself back to university, because when you come from overseas, especially in Africa, you get to North America, they don't recognize your qualifications, your credentials. They validate them maybe after a year or so, and then you have to get papers in order to work, a work permit. And that took me a long time, because I stayed in the States for 3 years before I moved here to Canada. And it was hard for me to start working properly, because, yeah, it was just a journey. I got separated from my children for 6 years. That was another stumble, again, that I had to go through. So it was long and it was tedious. After finally, when I wrote my book, I published my book 2019, that was when I thought, now I'm there. So the reason why I really, really, really want to help women is for them not to go through what I went through, because it was like a circus for me, a roundabout. I was just going round and round in circle and couldn't find the way out. There was no light at the end of the tunnel for me, because I actually didn't know where to go to find help, being in a foreign country. And the other thing is, I was concentrating more on getting money so that I could get my children over. So I just went into a superwoman and just started working three jobs and sending myself back to university, just in order to earn money, to get a living for myself, and then, you know, let alone get my children over to Canada.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I know that it got cut off a little bit. Sorry about that. So, wow, that is, see, I told you, you are amazing. And to deal with, now you just said you were away from your children for 6 years?
6 years, yeah.
Now, this happened after the, you know, when your husband passed away?
Yeah, when my husband passed away, it took me about almost 3 years for me to leave the country. So the biggest reason now why I had to leave the country was my dad passed away in 2003, beginning of 2003. And he had actually moved in with me to help me look after the children. And he passed away. So it was like, you know, I was hanging from a tree. I couldn't find my grounding. And I thought, you know, it's time for me to go because I felt nobody was there to protect me anymore. So that's when I left the country.
Wow. Mm. I know that took a lot just to take those steps, especially, you know, with your children, you know, being gone for so long from them. Yeah. Mm. And then having to go to a new, like you said, they didn't even drive on the right side of the street. It's like, you're like, okay, whoa, this is a whole nother world. And I'm just dealing with this. Now I got to deal with understanding.
Now I got to deal with that. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Oh my God. You are Wonder Woman. You are Wonder Woman. So now I was going to ask, because I know, like I said, with dealing with the struggles of trauma, and I know you mentioned in your website too about, you know, and crying every night, dealing with the struggles. Sometimes you might feel a certain way. It's like you're up and down.
Yeah.
So you being that transformational coach and learning how to deal through that, can you give us maybe a few tips on some guidelines on how you kind of both went through that steps of trying to move forward?
The first thing that I went through was just the realization that I had a problem right in front of me. Most people, they just continue walking in the dark, not actually accepting that they have a problem that they need to deal with. The other thing also is you have to know what you are dealing with. Most of the people, as I said, they just walk in the dark. They don't know what they are dealing with, and they don't know why they are where they are. For myself, I knew exactly what I was dealing with, but I just didn't know how to deal with it. Yeah, so it was like a learning curve for me. I had to sit down and actually think, what am I going to do? The other thing that was actually making me get into this realization were my children. When they came, when we got reunited, they also noticed that I had changed totally. Emotionally, I was unavailable, you know, and that was really affecting them and me big time. Mm-hmm. So I had to do something about it. And also that I accepted that something was going on. I wasn't myself anymore. Because growing up, I was always this bubbly kid with a big smile on my face. And all of a sudden, I was this tyrant. And my kids were like, Mom, what's going on? But at first, you know. And the other thing also is I was trying to protect them from what was going on and protect them from me. But I didn't realize that my situation was actually affecting them. Mm-hmm. You know, and they were picking up from that. Mm-hmm. So, it was like a heat wave for me because it hit me one day when I broke down when I was coming from work. And I thought, what am I doing? I have to do something about it. I really can't continue doing this. And because when you are dealing with all these unresolved emotions, unresolved grief, and complicated grief, it's exhausting. It is exhausting physically, mentally, psychologically. And I really, you know, took a decision that day that enough is enough. I can't continue like this. Because I think at the back of my mind, I thought all the grief, all the pain, and all the anger, because I had accumulated so much anger for me, I didn't have answers as to why all these things kept on happening to me. Losing my husband, and then I lost my dad, I lost both my brothers, I lost my best friends, and then 2017, I lost my mom. It was like every other year or every 2 years, I was losing somebody close to me. And it was too much for me. It was too much.
And Rosemary. I know I heard about your dad and your husband. I didn't know about your mother. It was like back to back.
It was back to back, I tell you. And you get to a point where, there is nothing that you can do about, the loss of all these people. That's when I also turn to God. I'm like, you gotta help me. I stopped praying to God. I started talking to him. Like, why me? Why me? And that took me a long time because I was in this victim mentality for the longest time because I kept on asking, why me? But I wasn't getting the answer. That's when I started to change my prayer. Like, help me, get me out of this. And when I got the realization that, yes, you have to get out of it. You are the only person who can get yourself out of this rock bottom situation. And I did.
And then everything started to kind of come to you.
Yeah.
Now that's leading me to the other question I know that you have on your website, which is really interesting, that I love what you said. You mentioned healing is a choice.
Yes.
And can you express a little bit on that? Because I really like that statement that you made.
Yeah. I've given you my journey, right? And it was up to me to make a choice, either to heal or to continue. And to be honest, I was like a volcano just waiting to erupt. And one day I did erupt, and it was bad. It was bad, yes. It was just everywhere. And that's when I took the step, like, I need to do something about it. And the other thing that also kept me going was the serenity prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When it says, Lord, give me the strength.
Yes. If
there's anything I can do to help the situation, give me the strength and most of it, give me wisdom to know the difference. Yeah, because there's nothing you can do to change the situation. I couldn't change what happened to me. I couldn't change the loss that I had gone through. But I needed strength and wisdom to get out of the situation.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And, like you said, you have to make those decisions of, am I going to be the victim, keep being the victim?
Yeah.
And just be in this, or am I going to move away from that?
Yeah.
Work with it. Like you said, it's okay. I always tell ladies, it's okay to let go and cry and be that abrupt volcano.
Yes.
Because you have to in order to start the healing process.
The healing process.
Yeah,
right.
The healing process of that. So I'm glad you mentioned that as one of the things that that you have to do, because we're only human. I tell people, we're not robots. We have feelings. We're going to hurt. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. It's going to happen. But, like you just said earlier, that you have to say in your mind, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. And how am I going to, I got to let this stuff go and then move forward and then take steps with it.
Yes.
So, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So healing is a choice, like you said.
Yeah. Healing is a choice. Yeah.
I mean, it's basically, that's the brunt of it, right? tell yourself that. Now, I know you said you wrote a book. Can you explain a little of the title and give just a little background of that?
The title is Exhume or Heal, A Widow's Memoir, Getting Her Groove Back.
Groove back.
You get your groove back. After you've fallen so many kilometers to the ground, you need to get your groove back one way or the other. And that's where the motto comes in. Healing is your choice. So it was up to me to either heal or to continue living in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And living in the past was killing me as well.
Yeah. Well, I know the biggest thing that I'm glad that you've done, Queen, is that you took on, the lot the trauma and everything that you dealt with. And yeah. I know now that, right, what we're dealing with now with the pandemic and a lot of lives are being lost. I mean, even myself, within the last 3 months, I lost an average of 10 family members.
Wow.
To the COVID-19. And that's why when you said back to back, I said, I totally know exactly what you're talking about. Because I would get a phone call every other day saying that either my cousin passed or my last aunt passed with the COVID too. And, you know, it's like, you know, you tell yourself after a while, I was like, okay, this is just beginning to be like a normal thing. Like, I know I'm getting a phone call. I know I'm going to get a text. And I know that's kind of sad to say, but I had to put myself and say, okay, with all this going on, and I'm thinking about you too, you know, I have to grieve. I have to, you know, be open to letting go, but there's a reason. There's a reason why this is happening to me. And like you said, you asked God about it, and now he has you, he's used you as a vessel.
As a vessel, yes.
To help ladies to kind of bridge them from the, you know, all the trauma, everything that they're dealing with in their lives. And saying, okay, there is hope.
Yes.
You could take the steps and you can get to the other side and you can get your groove back and you can get to meet people and, you know, be happy, you know, in what you do. So I'm glad when God uses a vessel, that's just, like I said, I got chills right now because I can just tell he's using you so well and helping so many people. So that's an honor. That's an honor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
And it's much needed. Now, Rosemary, I was going to say, any last words that you want to give to the viewers? And please tell them how they can contact you.
The last advice I want to give them is there is life after loss and there is life after grieving. You don't have to grieve for the rest of your life because it's going to kill you. You have to think about the people around you, especially if you have children. Those must be your hope. And you also need to realize what is your why. Why do you need to heal? And why do you need to find love again? You know, is it because you're lonely? Is it because you're desperate? Or it's natural that you need people around you to love you and care for you. The other reason is, as women, we are naturers, right? We are always taking care of other people. And our lives, we put them on the back burner. We are never top on the list. We are always taking care of other people and we always forget ourselves. But it's time to reverse engineer it. Put yourself first. Look after yourself. You know, what is it that will take you from rock bottom to start thriving again? It's healing. And after you heal, you will see that even finding love is going to fall into place naturally. You know, yeah. And the way they can find me is my email address is rtm@rosieslifecoaching.com. Or they can go to my website, rosieslifecoaching.com. And from there, they can get all the details on how to meet me.
Okay. And I will make sure when posting this interview that we have that information so you can reach out to Queen Rosemary because you can tell she knows, she's been through it, she understands, she has the skills, the techniques, she's a triple threat. She's an author, speaker, transformation coach. I mean, who else can you get except for Rosemary to go through those? So please reach out to her. And that's why I bring queens on so you can understand who they are, get to know them a little better. And if you see somewhere where you can collaborate with them, please do. Yeah. So Queen Rosemary, thank you so much for coming on the Diamond Factor Spotlight interview. I truly appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I wish you continuous success in your personal and in your business.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I feel honored to be on the show.
I feel honored to interview you. It's like, yeah, this is royalty right here. So thank you. And I was going to say, everybody, those that are listening now, thank you for joining us for another special episode of the Diamond Factor Spotlight Interview. And you can join us at the Facebook community under Diamond Factor Experience Group. And if you wish to be spotlighted like this queen today, please contact me by messenger through Facebook. And remember, just like this diamond, this queen diamond, that you have such a powerful gift and talent in you. Mm-hmm. But just don't keep it to yourself. Please, you have to bring it out for others, because look what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Your gifts and your talents help others. And you save lives. You save lives through your gifts. So that's so important. So I always tell people, let that diamond that's in you, that PPD, let it shine for not just yourself, but for others. Thank you again, Queen.
Yeah, thank you so much. I feel honored.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
You too. And best wishes to you and blessings. Thank you so much. Bye.